I'll be looking at this Shenhua issue again, but the failure to block so far this proposal, although a lot of progress has been made in the last 24 hours, but it does highlight the federal government's lack of commitment to vital Australian agriculture. The federal government's promised agricultural land register, telling us who owns what, was supposed to have been online on July 1. That didn't happen. Instead, it turns out foreign investors who hold interests in Australian agricultural land aren't even required to register their land interests with the tax office until December 31. That means the data they provide, which will then be collated into a register, won't be publicly available until at least 2016. It's not good enough. It was an election promise. Last month, it was reported the value of agricultural land sales in Australia in the 12 months to February was $14.4 billion. How many of those sales were to foreigners? The point is we don't know the answer because we don't have the agricultural land register to tell us who owns what. We're told 30 proposals by foreign companies to buy Australian agricultural land are currently being scrutinised by the Foreign Investment Review Board. How reassuring, given the Foreign Investment Review Board never says no. It's time government honoured its promise to ordinary Australians that we can see what's being sold to whom and we're given a chance to have a say. And for that to happen, we need the promised agricultural land register today, not next year.